Welcome to Eddie's Wellness with Wellness Works with Centria of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Today we have with us again Mr. Todd Sanders of the ProSe Law School in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, Mr. Sanders. How are you today?
I'm great, Centria. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're getting into the holiday season, so I do want to say happy holidays to everyone, and I hope that everyone used their time and their money wisely and did not fall for all the Black Friday stuff, because most of the time the prices are much less after Christmas. So just something to keep in mind, especially if you are shopping on a budget and you just really do want to get gifts for people. Don't get caught up in the hype of the Black Friday stuff, okay? So, Mr. Sanders.
Yes.
The last time we spoke, we mentioned that, after the show had ended, we got into some of the things that you had been doing at the school. So I would like for you to open, basically giving us some of the information on the people that you've assisted and how many people that's been so far, and the variety of case types that these people were encountering that you've been able to assist with already.
Okay, great. I can do that. So let's see. Like I said, I currently have about 22 clients that I serve and assist. The school actually will be launching its virtual platforms this month. I've finalized all the logos and getting all that stuff in place. Cool. And so we're going to do a soft launch this month. But I've had clients who were in need of family law matters. So a couple of young men who were trying to get legal custody of their kid. Well, one was joint custody. The other was trying to get legal custody back because the state had taken away their rights.
Oh.
And so I was able to assist them with that, both in terms of just educating them on what North Carolina law is regarding that, as well as the various steps that they need to be in compliance with the state to qualify before the state to deem them now worthy to get the parental rights back. And then there was another young man that I helped. He was just trying to get joint custody of his minor child, his daughter, and was having difficulty with the significant other in the situation. And so, again, just bringing legal resources and legal education to bear the situation, let him know what his rights are, what the procedural requirements are with the court. He actually filed his own custody paper. Like I said, we also sell Legal Shield so that people still have access, so that they can take this information and be, you know, make actionable decisions. And so all the documents that he was needing to file, he actually was able to complete them himself, email them over to Legal Shield, have the lawyers review them, get them back to him, so that when he filed them, they were correct and his case could not therefore be dismissed because he didn't fill the paperwork out right or violated some, you know, procedural matter.
Okay.
So that's one.
Oh, that was just one.
So it was just those two custody cases.
Right.
Most recently. I have that's kind of heavy stuff is family law, but some of the lightweight stuff is I had a young man who was in a car accident and the folks were trying to say it was his fault. Mm-hmm. And so I helped him with that. And his communication back to me was, he sent me an email saying he wouldn't have known to ask these types of questions. He wouldn't have known to make this kind of a statement. And, you know, because when the facts are in dispute, you know, you could be in the right, or at least you think you're in the right, and you could lose if you can't prove your case.
Correct.
So, and then the really light stuff is just people wanting to get wills. You know, people are seeing a need to get their will done. Historically, that's just been something that people in our community have avoided doing, you know, but their are consequences to it. At least here in North Carolina, if you do, if you die and don't have a will, you know, this, you know, goes to the state, and generally, if the state gets involved, you're going to lose 25% of whatever the value of that estate is, just because the state has to sign an attorney, or you know, the court has to do probate over it, and that cost. And so the best thing is to get your will. And so, again, as an independent rep for Legal Shield, one of the things that I offer people is, you know, if you were to go to hire a private attorney, get your will, the power of attorney, medical power of attorney, if you were, had to pay for that stuff, it could cost you $1,500 or more. And as a member, that's free. So if you just get that done, you're ahead of the game.
Okay. So I know you said you were doing a soft launch for the school online. Now, the physical school, how many students are you looking to be able to see on a regular basis? And would it be just one class schedule, or would it be a couple throughout the day?
Well, none of the above, because the Pro Se Law School is a virtual law school. So that was the whole model, is to go virtual. Now, we will have a physical office, and in that, and it'll probably be one of the shared workspaces, so that we're next to other small businesses and other people who would use legal services and legal education. But we're going online, and we're using social media. We're going to use YouTube. We also will have our own website. But the lectures, the subject matter, everything will be online. It will be in short 10-minute lectures. So if it's a 30-minute lecture, it'll be 3 10-minute videos. I will also produce 3-minute videos, and they will just deal with certain definitions and points of law, or stuff on civil procedure or something like that.
Okay.
But it is designed for it to be easily accessible, very easily digestible, consumable. And again, by going online, is literally accessible to everybody. And so the whole reason behind this is that, you know, our community has one who has not historically had access to legal education, as well as to lawyers, as well as to the courts. And so, you know, what we're doing is trying to make this more available to people, make legal education more available. So we're going online. Now, so from the physical office, we will do like maybe monthly, quarterly workshops, seminars, how to, you know, so it'll be more that kind of, so it'll be limited seating, could be 50 to 100, just depending upon the venue. But all of the legal content, all of the lectures, all that stuff will be online.
Okay, that's good. So you have a broader reach, basically.
Yes, absolutely. Doing that.
Okay. And how far of a reach are you really looking to have, like, beyond the African-American community? Obviously, that is your primary initial focus. As you said, because we are not as educated, or just don't have any at all in a lot of cases. What is your ultimate goal as far as the reach is concerned? Who would you like to be able to?
So that's a very good question. So my ultimate goal is to really just kind of become the legal portal. For anyone. So even if you just wanted to do a background check on somebody you was gonna date, that you met on a at a club or online or wherever you wanted to do, you know. So I have that link available. I have those services available. Okay. If you needed to come and find a legal definition. If you needed an attorney. If you needed to know what a legal term mean. Anything legal, you know. If you need a lawyer, if you don't want to pay $300 an hour, you know, if you just need to plug into a group of people who maybe is who've had the same legal experience as you've had, and they have all the templates of the documents that you would need to file. So it's also just plugging people into a community of support, because you can't fight by yourself.
Right.
You know, and so just having someone who's been there, done that, you know, just saves you time and money.
Right.
But ultimately, I want to be like the legal portal. That is anything legal that you have an interest in, have a need in, that you can come to the site and, you can watch videos, you can, read various transcripts, you can read legal papers, you can do legal research, you can do a background check, you can do a whole horde of things on the site.
Okay, and so with that, I want to encourage people to, if you have any questions right now, questions or concerns or anything that you're dealing with currently, feel free to inbox Mr. Sanders on Facebook or do you also have Instagram now? Because
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Cool. So, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to find him. We will make sure all of those links are available in the posting. We'll upload them for you so that you can just click and go wherever it is that you would prefer to converse with him. But if you have anything going on right now, be sure to drop him a line, send the questions, so that you can start getting the resources and the answers that you need to be successful with whatever it is you're dealing with. So, with that said, what have you encountered recently? Again, we mentioned that we're going into the holiday season right now. What are some common things that seem to be related to this season? It's like every season has its particular legal things that pop up that just seem to be related to that season. What things do you see occurring or could be the result from this season?
The number one thing right now, I would say, with it being the holiday season, is identity theft. And that's probably the big thing. In fact, that is without a doubt the number one crime, not only in America but in the world, is identity theft. And you are not necessarily the sole target. I mean, sometimes they are stealing children's identities and, running up all this debt in children's name. And so, again, one of the services that I also sell is the ID theft protection, where it's constantly monitoring credit bureaus for, if people try to submit stuff either under your address, under your social, or under some other identifiable information. Or anything like, and even they search the dark web. But we have a product that's called ID Shield, and it's one of the top providers in that space. But that's, and again, it covered the whole family, everyone in the household. So that's probably the big crime during the holiday. And of course, when you're out shopping, you might have those fender benders. Those types of things, and that could be some warranty product stuff returning. Most stores are pretty good about that, but again, if you have those disputes, sometimes you need to get legal involved. It just depends on, if it's a big ticket item or not.
And something you mentioned earlier, just a few moments ago, as far as identity theft not only being where adults are involved, but also with children. What are the recourses that a adult can take once they realize that they had identity theft occur through a family member as a child, and so they become an adult, a young adult, 18, 19, get out trying to do things on their own, and then hit all of these walls when they haven't applied for a credit card yet. What would that possibly look like? What would they need to do to start to rebuild and to clear their name, so to speak, in that situation?
The first thing they would need to do is to contact the three credit bureaus, and they could do that. Again, you could use legal shield services to do that, but let's say if you did it yourself, you'd write a letter saying, "You look, I was 8 years old when this account was opened
mm-hmm.
in my name, and you can demand that it be removed immediately because it clearly would be based on fraudulent information."
Mm-hmm.
And bureaus are obligated to remove any information that's fraudulent, you know, where they can't establish that you created that debt. And so it can be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Most people that I talk to about the identity shield, most people are like, that never happened to me. Well, the truth is, the Equifax breach, which happened a couple of years ago,
yes,
more than half of America was included in that breach. So there are 350 million people in America. So more than half of the people in America, information was jeopardized in that breach. And, a couple months later, the federal government gave Equifax a $13 or $17 million contract because, again, they are too big to fail. They have so much data on so many different people that, you just wouldn't let them go out of business because we live in a digital economy right now, and mm-hmm. data is like gold, right?
The people
that control that data know more about your nuances of your buying habits, you know, mm-hmm. where you go, who you like, I mean, what you click on Facebook, what you, you know, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they actually in some ways can know you better than you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But until your ID gets, until your ID, your identity gets stolen, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's like a non-issue, but when it happens, it's like, it's the worst violation. Like,
right.
It's like somebody breaking into your home and stealing all your possessions. In this case, they've trashed your good name.
Right.
And Legal Shield or ID Shield will pay up to $5 million to restore you back to the previous state. And it's a very affordable product as well. Both Legal Shield and ID Shield are both very affordable products. Together, I think they cost $1.38 a day. Again, they both are a form of insurance, and the way insurance works is you would rather have it and not need it than mm-hmm. need it and not have it.
Right. Okay. So, and then the other side of that would be, now would this individual, especially if the person knows, would they have to press charges, or just going through that process would be enough if they know who did or have an idea of who stole that identity?
So if you know who did it, I mean, that's going to always be helpful because it could be tied back to someone
mm-hmm.
and charges can be brought against them. But if you don't know who did it, then, you know, you don't know who did it. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, the more information you can provide will exonerate you of that bill. And so, but again, I think if this happened to you when you were young,
mm-hmm.
then I would say, you know, that's easy to establish. Look, I was 8 years old when this account was open. It's not, you know, I wasn't even authorized to sign my name, you know. So that's one thing. I mean, that's your probably the strongest hand you have. If you're an adult and that happens to you, it might be a little more difficult. But again, that's why these services exist. You know,
right.
they have investigators that they put on the trail to find out who did it. And they'll take them to court if they have to. But the real deal is to get your name cleared, get your credit, get you back where you were so
mm-hmm.
that you're credit worthy again. Because again, that's a nightmare when it happens.
Yes. So then the other thing I have, because again, we're at the end of the year. We're about to go into tax season.
Yes.
yes, you already know where I'm going with this. So, what type of tax advice or legal assistance could people possibly look to receive from the services you provide and Legal Shield provides?
So, at the school, we won't really, that's not an area that we necessarily will be going into,
mm-hmm.
but Legal Shield, the service that we sell, they do support clients who get audited by the IRS, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been audited. I hope to never be audited. I hear it's a nightmare. But in the event that you were audited, Legal Shield would provide an attorney to be at, you know, your hearings, at your meetings that you have with the IRS to settle those disputes. So that's an added benefit, because, you know, I would imagine you don't want to be sitting across the table from an IRS agent and one of their attorneys.
Right.
So without having some firepower there yourself. And so Legal Shield does provide an attorney in the event that you are audited by the IRS. So again, that's another great feature benefit that we add.
Okay, that's good to know. Is there anything else that you would like to leave with everyone as we are coming to an end of this year? Maybe things that they might need or what should probably consider as they close out the year, and maybe take into account as they prepare for the new year?
Yeah, I would just say probably just the most simplest thing is that updating your will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you have acquired a new property, maybe you bought a new car, maybe there's a new baby, maybe there's a new, you know, investment or whatever, IRA or 401k or even some inheritance from a deceased relative, some amount of money that you might have gotten. I would say one of the big things you want to always do at the beginning of the year or end of the year is look at your will and see what things you might want to reconfigure in there, what things you might want to include. You know, again, it's you know, that's probably the thing to be thinking about going into end of the year, going into the new year, is updating your will. If you don't have one, getting one in place. And again, I mentioned as a member of Legal Shield, one of the free member benefits is that you get a free will, power of attorney, and medical power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, family members aren't left having to make the decisions on whether, you know, to pull the cord, if that's your situation, or if you're incapacitated, they're not having to wring their hands over making those kind of decisions. You can go already and say, hey, if I'm ever in this state of being, you know, this is what I want to happen. And so, you know, relieving your family of that kind of stress, you know, is a considerable thing, you know. So that would just be the kind of things I would say you want to be thinking about going into the new year, is getting your will, updating your will, stuff like that.
Okay. So thank you so much for being on with us today. Again, any questions that are fielded via the net my way, I will make sure it gets to you. And of course, we're going to make sure that those links are available for anyone who may want to touch base with you going into the year, so they can get those wills done and or updated, as well as finding out any other information they may need for whatever situation that they are encountering right now. Thank you very much. And I want to remind everyone about the Saturday, December 21st show at Germano's for the Worthy Brothers Music Group. It's called The Longest Night. And then they also have, that's the big show. They also have a duet that they'll be doing at LVH on Hallford Road this coming Saturday. That's December 14th at 7 p.m. it starts. And again, that's Germano's Pantini on Saturday, December 21st. And be sure to support our local jazz platform here in Baltimore. You can check out Keystone Corner also. And there's also Bentley's. That's the new one. Bentley's on Wednesday nights, where you can go check out jazz also. If you have an interest in it. Again, thank you for listening. We hope you have a wonderful new year, and we look forward to catching up with you on Christmas Day, December 25th. Be sure to click the link so you can check out the blog for that day. Have a great one.
Thank you.